another Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Luis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by the very famous and talented and funny Tarek Lewis. Tarek?
Yeah, I identify as non-famous.
I still consider you famous.
You're famous in our eyes.
That's right. And also joined by the very famous number one Latin, number one, sorry, I was going to say Latin, but he is Puerto Rican.
I am Latin.
Yeah. Number one nighttime jock here in Tampa, Florida, Joey Franchise is in the building, Wild 94.1.
Out here, man.
Yes. Welcome once again. Welcome back. You've been gone for a while, man.
I know, yeah. I feel like it's been a minute.
Yeah. That's all right.
By the way, respect on choosing a great radio name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is. It is a great. I told him that the first time I met him.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. So much things happening. Everybody got to finally see Spider-Man. Of course, we previewed it. We got to see the preview. Me and Tarek. Mm-hmm. Joey caught up. He finally caught
twice.
It. Saw it twice. Dang, he liked it that much, Tarek. Tarek, that's two against one right now.
What?
Spider-Man.
Oh, no. No. I'm older than you.
you holding on to that? To that rating? Come on, man.
I'm holding on to my... I gave it the same rating you gave it.
Yeah.
Joe, I gave it a curve.
Did I really like it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I'll start off by saying, like, it is right up there with Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 2 as one of the greatest Spider-Man movies of all time.
Okay.
That's a slight edge over that, because I really enjoyed Jake Gyllenhaal's Mysterio.
Okay.
He was really good. I agree. He was my favorite character
out of the whole movie.
I did like that spin that they put on Mysterio.
Yeah.
I thought that was good writing, the way they spun it.
I honestly was like, in the midway through the movie, I was like, what the crap is going on? Like, we're not going to have the flip here. And then when he jumps on top of the bar there, which, ladies and gentlemen, we're spoiling stuff right now, okay?
Yeah.
So this is not spoiler free. We're going to spoil things. If this is not for you, I understand, okay?
Yeah. Come back when you watch the movie.
Yes.
Where he spoils everything.
See, when he jumps up on the top of the bar and you know, has his cast and crew come out.
Yeah.
I love that. I was like, oh, yeah, there we go. You know?
Yeah.
That's the mystery we all waited for.
You know, I've been hearing the explanations that this is the close out to phase three and all that stuff. It made me not like it. It made me like it less when they said this is the end of phase three.
Yeah.
Because it just seems like a weird way to end, like it's unnecessary. So I don't like the phrasing of that.
I think it's the bridge between the phases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that they called it the last one of the phase of phase three.
Yeah.
I thought they should have just ended it with Infinity War. I didn't even know what category to really put it in. It started pretty much the new era of what we're going to see from, you know, the characters that survived.
Yeah.
Endgame. So, but overall, you know, I thought it was interesting how they called it like the blip. The snap.
The blip, yeah.
They called it the blip.
The blip, yeah.
Because I guess they wouldn't have known that it was a snap, right? Unless, you know, they had a big press conference.
No, they wouldn't.
You know, at the end. You know?
Unless Thanos was, you think he was on Instagram Live when he
did it? Yeah. Yeah, right.
I'm going live.
But I mean, I get it. Like, if they try to explain to, like, the whole populace of Earth exactly what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if there was, like, a full disclosure. They never really said, like, even in the news, when the beginning, when they were trying to explain everything, they didn't explain, like, oh, we lost our heroes due to the threat of Thanos, you know? Like, they seemed like they were kind of still in the dark of what happened. Yeah.
Well, the news was a high school news show.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't.
So it wasn't exactly high quality,
CNN,
right?
Yeah, it wasn't like.
Well,
yeah,
I digress.
It was going. They called Spider Peter Spider Sense Spidey Tingle.
Yeah. I was on the fence about that. That was funny.
Yeah,
it was all right.
I'd say it was the best, probably some of the best Spider-Man moments of like him being Spider-Man and using his abilities late in the film. That was really cool. I enjoyed that, but yeah.
I think Tom Holland really did reassure us that he is Spider-Man.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. It was Euro trip with, you know, one of the characters has superpowers.
You still got great power and great responsibility, you know, reminder. That's what I felt like the movie was, like a reminder. Like, you still got great power.
Yeah.
And it great was like, responsibility.
Let's take Spider-Man Homecoming and just throw it in Europe.
True.
Yeah. 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 That's fair enough.
And it's good. Go ahead.
I do like the direction, though, they're going with the Peter Parker to make him fit in what is the narrative of the whole universe, you know? As far as, like, you know, his smarts and where he's at as a kid, still making mistakes and, you know.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Listen, if he's not in college or community college or something next movie, I'm going to be upset.
I don't think so, man. I think it's one more high school one.
Oh, my goodness.
Supposedly.
What are they doing, heard, semester by semester?
So the rumor is, this is the rumor, ladies and gentlemen, okay? Rumor mill's going, starting right here. Supposedly, this is a... the plan that Marvel has for Spider-Man is a series of 9 movies. Okay,
what?
So 9 movies. So being the Homecoming, Far From Home, and then this, though, whatever is going to be the third one, is still his high school days. The next 3 movies are supposed to be him in college. And then the following 3 movies are him as an adult.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to quote Ron Burgundy from Anchorman and say, I don't believe you.
I'm just saying it's a rumor. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
I think that might happen. I can see that happening.
Figgy didn't call me last night and tell me this is happening. You know,
I think he'll befriend Harry Osborn in college.
Yeah.
I think more of the Spider-Man-esque stuff that people like Tarek has been waiting for will happen later on. You know?
Yeah, well,
maybe not next movie, but...
They might lose me.
Yeah,
they might lose the direction it's going.
Fair enough.
With the whole, like, him being revealed. I like that direction.
Yeah.
I was not crazy about the whole Skrull thing. I know some people were excited about that.
I wasn't either.
That didn't do anything for me. Yeah.
I think that's just touching the, you know, throwing the pass to the bigger Marvel Cinematic Universe receiver, you know?
I thought that was a stretch.
Yeah.
That was an Eli Manning foreskin throw.
it was a Hail Mary, but yeah, somebody caught it at the end.
I'm curious as to what mission, Nick Fury's on in space.
Mm,
right.
And then you also got to pay attention, too. There was a part where we didn't know it was Talos as disguised as Nick Fury,
right.
And when they were underground, and you know he was meeting Quentin Beck for the first time,
right?
AKA Mysterio. There was a part where Peter's running down the names. Well, you could have called Thor, you could have called so and so, and then he said you could have called Captain Marvel, and he said don't invoke her name. So I'm trying to figure out what is there something crazy going on with Captain Marvel that we don't know about, and Nick Fury's in space handling it.
He did say that. Don't invoke her name. That was interesting. Okay.
Well, that touches on the part. Remember, I was telling you about Captain Marvel's story. She has like a messed up personality because of what she's been through, being abducted by the Kree and all that good stuff. So her, you know, she has multiple personalities. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
In the comic book, I don't know what they're going to take the direction in the movies, but maybe that makes sense.
I have multiple personalities too, and all of them think that Captain Marvel and Spider-Man movies were subpar. We're all in agreement on that.
No, I thought Spider-Man Far From Home was well written. I love how they incorporated like Mysterio and his whole backstory, and him being an employee or working alongside Tony Stark, and then gathering a bunch of other employees that used to work for Tony Stark, and they're all having the same coming together with the same purpose, and. Just Jake Gyllenhaal, because he usually plays complex roles, so this was like perfect for him. Like he was selling it to me. Like, I think he's actually a really good guy. And then then he flips.
He did sell it. I
would say there's a lot of people who agree on both sides of that.
Like the movie wasn't trash. It was good. You know? It was good.
Yeah.
But we're they raised the stakes. We're expecting excellent now. And I don't think that's what I'm saying.
It's hard to do what. You know, when they have such a great movie and then they come back with something else, you kind of like let down. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like getting that steak. You know, ordering that steak and you expect it to get done and right the lady had it last time and somebody else was cooking it. Mm. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
you had a bad weekend, huh, Speedy? I feel like that was a personal.
No, actually, I had a great weekend.
Your personal experience.
Great weekend. So let's get into some other things going on besides Spider-Man. Apparently, the Joker director says viewers will be mad because film strays completely from comic book.
Yep.
You okay with that, Terry?
Joker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Joker movie.
Wow.
The Joker director says that is the byline of the article. Okay.
I am absolutely okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely okay with that. Well, first of all, what do we really know about the Joker?
Nothing. We don't really know. Multiple attempts at different origin stories in the comic books.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever, they've never said, I don't think they've ever committed to a particular one.
I don't even know if his name is Jack Napier at this point.
I don't think so. No, I think. Yeah.
Something Fleck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something weird now. And supposedly there's like two now. There's two different Jokers in the DC continuity comic. It's a mess.
I'm confused.
DC does that though. Because they have multiple universes and.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they could do multiple takes on the Joker, and I'm okay with it because I don't feel like his origin's ever been so set in stone.
Yeah,
that's the way he has to be, you know. So I'm all good with that.
Yeah. Oh, we're big in everybody's on all the socials and everything. Everybody's watching, checking out Stranger Things season 3. That's available already on Netflix. That was the big release for 4th of July weekend. And Tarek, you watched the whole thing.
I watched the whole thing.
So I'm gonna let you do the spoiler free review. I'm halfway in, but, you know, just for anybody in the listening audience that hasn't started yet, like, especially Joey here, who's still stuck on season 2, he needs to finish it. Finish it. Anyway, so go ahead, Terry.
My favorite season.
Yeah?
Season 3 was my favorite season. I thought the humor was good. They fleshed the characters out really well. They added characters and made, like, some great, the mixture of characters, the team-ups they did. With mixing up the whole cast was dope because it was not just the boys and 11, you know, like they've added some people. And it was funny. It was funny. It made sense. It was entertaining. I'm not even a big fan of the overall plot of Stranger Things. I'm not a big fan of like the whole other in the dark, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's just a little way too out there for me. But every season I've enjoyed, and it's probably my favorite one. It was easy to watch.
I'm in the middle of it right now, and I'm digging it. Like that's what I'm going home for. I'm not going to the gym. I'm going back home to keep watching Stranger Things.
You hop on your elliptical for a quick 20. Right. Don't blame.
That's all right.
Don't blame Stranger Things.
I'll work out a sweat some other way. Anyway, so Joey, you got a lot to look up forward to. There you go.
Yeah.
When you catch up, because you're in season 2 was great. By the way.
I'm hyped.
Season 2 was great.
I finally read, because it's so hard for me. Like, I'm such a movie guy where it's so hard to watch.
The serialized thing?
It's hard to watch a series. Like, and here's the thing. Like, when I get stuck on a series, I, like, stick with that one series. Like, for example, The Office, I can watch over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that's, like, if I'm, like, bored and I have nothing else to do, I won't probably finish a Stranger Things episode, but I'll put on The Office rerun, something that I've already seen already, like, 18 times. But, no, I did run through... season 1, I finally finished season 1 the other day, and I loved it. And it's just like one big movie, and that's what I think about Stranger Things. Like even the way it's shot, like it just looks like a full film.
Yeah.
So I'm.
I was just telling you before you walked in. Season. Yeah, I was just telling you that before you walked in. Like I really think that if it was a full, it deserves definitely some full length feature film time if they ever keep going on with it.
Because no, absolutely.
I like it. I just like the way it's rolling right now. I like the serialized versions too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. But I think that if the Duffer brothers with something tighter, you know, I think they were really maybe not something that's not even Stranger Things. Maybe something else that they need to be creative about or some other creation of theirs. You know,
yeah. I don't
know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But I'm really looking forward to those guys' future, man. Those guys are.
You know what? I was thinking about this today. Like we see people do something good and figure that everything they do will be good. That's the case. I'm not hating on anybody. I was thinking about Jamie Foxx. Somebody was like, we were talking about an old Spider-Man movie where he was Electro.
Yeah.
They were like, they wasted Jamie Foxx. Like he's, you know, really good. And I was like, Jamie Foxx is a really good actor, but he's been in some bad things. Because I tried to recently watch the Robin Hood movie.
Yeah?
Oh my goodness! Wasn't he like Friar Tuck?
He was in that movie. Yeah. Oh yeah, he was in that movie.
He was like Big
Little John. Was it like a heist movie or something like that? Kind of.
Man, I couldn't finish it.
I couldn't tell you, Speedy.
Yeah. And not that Jamie Foxx is not a bad, but just because you're good, like, it doesn't mean you're going to be good at everything.
I heard he's supposed to be playing Spawn in the remake.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Well, if that's even happening, because right now with Todd McFarlane is posting, like, if he doesn't get it his way, it's not going to happen.
Hey, so I mean, it's his character.
Todd wants to direct it to himself and
yeah,
he's and submit the script and everything. So
hey,
more power to him, man. He's the man.
I would put faith in the guy who created him to, you know, really.
Oh yeah, all day.
Explore. Yeah.
I don't know, man. I hope he's. I wonder if he's going to be a guest at New York Comic Con, because I might just jump on a plane
to see Todd McFarlane.
Have him sign some books.
Yeah, he's fascinating, dude.
Yeah. I follow him on. You don't follow Todd McFarlane on Instagram. He's wild. He does some on the fly sketches. Yeah. You know, and he'll teach you, like, hey, this is how you draw Spider-Man.
Right now, I'm only following Diddy.
Yeah.
My friends, fellow employees, and the rest are just thoughts.
It's okay. You focus.
I'm just thought it out.
You're focused. It's okay.
Couple of artists.
You got to entertain your visual. You know, it's fine. Yeah. You got to entertain your visual. I understand.
Yeah.
Oh man! But talk about series that ended, or that we wish would end. Walking Dead. Actually, Robert Kirkman ended.
They're still showing that show?
They're still showing that show somewhere. They haven't stopped it yet. But to give us a glimmer of hope, Robert Kirkman finally ended his comic book series. Last comic book day was his latest issue, 193, something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He just ended the story. The issue before, I'll spoil it for you.
Yeah, what's the spoiler?
Okay, so this is your spoiler warning. The issue before, he kills off Rick Grimes because he's still alive in his comic book version too. His son is still alive in the comic book version. Rick Grimes' son,
mm-hmm. Carl.
Yeah, Carl. And literally, it's just boop a flash to the future. The next issue, Carl's an adult, married to somebody, got a kid, and zombies, or for lack of walkers, should I say, are rare and protected because there's not a lot of them anymore. They're protected like an animal, you know, like a endangered species.
Okay.
Yeah. And I guess just to ruin the plot for you, another spoiler alert in case. Herschel's still alive in the comic book version.
Mm-hmm.
And Herschel has some like on chains in his yard.
Yeah.
And he gets mad and just kills him. But he gets arrested for that.
Herschel has what?
Herschel has some walkers chained up in his yard.
Oh, he just kills them?
And he
them?
Gets mad and he kills the walkers.
Yeah.
Carl. And he goes to jail for that. And presiding over his court case is Michonne.
Yeah.
As a judge.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know.
Listen, man.
You'd have to probably get into it. But and, you know, obviously the TV show is probably not going to end like that because they've already killed a bunch of characters and stuff
so
like that.
So the walkers are protected, right?
In the comic book version of the story, yes.
I just, man, I don't know if it's the right venue to say this, and I don't want to say this, but I just got to say, even in this fictional world, white people, man. White people keeping the walkers.
It's like, we got to protect them.
Even in science fiction.
We got to save the walkers,
do some
okay?
Stuff, man.
It's important to our history.
That was in his mind, too. Like, mm-hmm. You know, that was in his mind.
Yeah, it was. Well, obviously, he wrote it.
Oh, man. Yeah. I got to say it on that one, though. That's
yeah,
SOD.
Yeah. What else we got going on, guys?
I watched Jessica Jones season 2.
You did? I need to start that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to start that.
Dude, this is what you do when no one loves you. You stay home and you drink
that's
whiskey
what it feels like.
And write and watch Jessica Jones. So I'm going through all these shows. I love Jessica Jones. Probably my favorite season of that.
Really? I need to watch it and get into it. I'm going to finish Stranger
Things
and then
Jessica
Jones next.
It was such a drag that first season.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a slow first
Man,
season.
Man, that was slow motion.
Yeah. But season 2 and season 3 were dope.
Season 2 was okay to me. I like season 1 a lot better. But I have high hopes for season 3. Everybody says it's been really good.
Loved it.
So I'm excited. I can't. That's my next thing to see after Stranger Things. And then
They got Comic Con. Marvel's going to be announcing their lineup
For San Diego, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They got the Hall H again this
when
year.
When is the Tampa one?
The Tampa one is in August, the beginning of August. And I looked at their lineup, and it's okay. but it wasn't too juicy. So, you know, I'll be out there. I'll walk around, try and get some interviews with some local, you know, independent creators, maybe.
Dope.
And that's my plan for Tampa Comic Con. So I'll definitely be out there.
Steve's going to end up spending about $700 at Comic Con.
I can't. I'm trying to close on a house, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. can't do that. Anyway, let's close up with one last thing that's something near and dear to my heart because I liked the cartoon growing up as a kid. In the anime world, so it's the Japanese animation world, okay? Everybody knows, anybody who was raised in the 80s, they might know this cartoon called Robotech. Robotech was a cartoon similar to Voltron that a production company took some two or three different shows that had nothing to do with each other, except that they were produced by the same production company in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Completely changed the whole storyline, made them all work together, you know, the whole writing and everything, and created a whole brand new universe for American audiences because they needed that amount of episodes to actually get it on TV.
Yeah.
So that's why they had to do it like that. Similar to Voltron. Voltron used to be Gold Lion in Japan. They completely changed, and they included the car one, which was a completely different cartoon, too. Mm-hmm. So, because they made this deal back in the 80s, they were supposedly going to lose their license, which they had a deal until 2021 with the original production company was Tatsunoko. Tatsunoko used to do Battle of the Planets. They did, you know, a bunch of classic Japanese anime, not just Macross, Southern Cross, and Mosapela, which is what Robotech's based on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because Robotech out of Japan, Macross out of Japan is Robotech. Macross is very, very popular in Japan and has spun off into multiple cartoons, multiple modern anime, movies, and everything. And it makes a lot of money in the Japanese audience. The Robotech story of those three stories.
Yeah.
But the Robotech story is completely different from Robotech. So there's a clash if it ever gets introduced to any other audience outside of Japan. Unless you know the backstory, like I just explained to you, and you wouldn't care because you want to see it. That's why everybody thought they were going to lose the license in 2021. So a big shocker and a big break heart to anybody who was a Macross fan and was waiting for, you know, that hopefully, yeah, Robotech would die in 2021. They just announced in the Anime Expo this weekend that Robotech did agree to renew their license with the Tatsunoko production company to keep Robotech, to keep the license, to be able to keep using the designs and everything, the episodes that they have. So Sony is also making a live action movie, apparently.
Of Robotech.
Yes, of Robotech. And the gentleman who did, because I don't want to butcher his name because I'm very famous at that. I'll let you help me. The gentleman who directed It.
I don't know who directed It.
I don't know who did
he's
it.
An Italian. Antonio, forget that. But anyway, he's he's finishing It 2, wherever he's in post-production, whatever. And supposedly his next project is the Robotech project for Sony. And the script is Daniel Fox, who did I ruined his first name, but he's the script writer. He wrote Wonder Woman.
Okay,
so he's writing the script for this Robotech movie, and so they thought this was all going to get scuttlebutted because in 2021 they're going to probably lose the license anyway. So Sony's not going to take that battle, but they renewed it. So hopefully we'll get a live action Robotech movie.
That'd be crazy.
I'm excited. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy.
You know, I'm sitting here fascinated as to how amazed you are by this.
You are
the
only one excited about
it
this.
It put
Robotech.
A smile on my face to see you that happy.
I'm
dude.
Excited, man. I think I might cry if that movie actually gets done.
I thought I saw a tear. Yeah.
I just gave a crying kid who lost his mom a juice box. You want a juicy juice? That's what you look like, man. You are so hyped about this Robotech movie.
You know, it's on Netflix. You can watch Robotech anytime you want. Netflix.
Yeah, no, I don't want to.
Come on, man.
I've never been the anime guy.
No?
I like anime.
Yeah.
I think I stopped.
It's dated, definitely. If you watch it now, it's really dated.
Yeah.
Last time I watched like anything anime was the Pokemon show.
Yeah. The big thing about Robotech. Yeah, the big thing about Robotech was it had a bunch of adult themes. Like people actually died and they didn't come back. Like the dude's Rick Hunter, one of the main protagonists, his brother died and he was dead.
Yeah.
Like they showed him dead. You know, well, it was a big deal.
Listen,
you know?
I like anime. I just never got into Robotech.
Yeah.
It was, I don't know if it wasn't showing where I was. I remember it. I remember the toys and the cartoon being on.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is another anime sacrilege. I don't like Akira.
Mm. Ah, you know, I'm okay with Akira until the end. And in the end, I'm like,
I don't like, I'm not a big fan of Akira.
I had a homie, I was a huge Akira fan.
Yeah. They're working on that live action Akira movie.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly who's doing it. I read some rumors, but I don't even want to guess right now because I don't want to be quoted on it.
Yeah.
I know somebody's working on it, though. I've seen that article before.
Well, speak. I'm happy for you. And the,
happy for me?
And the other 15 Robotech fans.
Man, what if it comes out, man? It's the next freaking Star Wars, man. Yeah. Huh?
Well, it could be.
Yeah.
It could be. Mm-hmm. Were they going to redo Transwar Z too?
Hey, I'll be down for that. It's not it's not Transwar Z. That's the American name.
My apologies, Speed.
Yeah. It's I forget his Japanese name now.
Yeah. Man, you're really into this.
I forget his Japanese name, but
okay. Robotech.
Robotech, baby.
I'm hyped.
Robotech. Well, yeah.
If we get
they're still far away. I mean, you know, they're not even in pre-production, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
I just, you know what I think, both Transformers and Pacific Rim and...
Yeah, so all that Transformers stuff, just
it's
bad taste in your mouth?
It's pretty much Robotech, right?
No, man. No.
Okay.
No.
So say you.
No, it's not. Watch it, man. Watch at least the first couple episodes. There you go. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I didn't like it.
Yeah, I might go back and watch that.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Oh, man. So what's going on in Tarek Lewis world? What you got working on?
Well, I can't really say.
Okay, it's fair enough.
Yeah.
But it's exciting?
I am working on something. Yes.
It's exciting?
It's exciting, yes.
Dope.
Yeah.
I'm excited. But they can follow you where?
They can follow me on Instagram. My name is Tarek. And on Facebook, just Tarek Lewis. Just hit me up. I got a public profile.
He's Googleable.
Yeah.
Joey Franchise, I know where they can keep up with you at.
Of course, on the gram and Twitter at Joey Franchise and then Wild 94.1 Monday through Friday, late night, 7 to midnight.
All right. And of course, myself, you can always follow my eternal life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR, all socials. I am also editor of a comic book called Alienox, available on Comixology or anytime you want to read it online, sure. Called Alienox, done by the Artemis Comics. And go check that out if you're looking into some like the independent comic book world. And give me some feedback, too. Yeah, there you go. Thank you so much for listening to us here at Geek Culture Congress. We'll be back. Hopefully, we'll talk some more about Stranger Things when we all caught up.
We're all done,
then
yeah.
I'll be on a mission to make sure I finish it this weekend.
All right, cool. Very cool. All right, guys. Have a good one. See you next time.
Peace.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.